I'm Kate Cox. I'm from Danville, and we wanted to do this because I'm trying to talk as loud as I possibly can. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk loud. So Scooch, get close to your neighbors. Come close. This is as loud as we've gotten. I know it's hot. But just like all of you, when I woke up on Thursday morning and realized our town, something had happened that should never, ever, ever be something that we experience. It's time. It's time to come together. And it's time that we realize we are Danville, and we will get together, and we will stand together. Because things like this shouldn't happen. We shouldn't have a 16-year-old who's playing in the park and who is hanging with his friends. That's what all of our kids do. I'm a mom. I'm from Danville. And we can't let this happen. And I am honored to look around here tonight and see all of you, because we all have lots of different things in common. But the one thing that we, all of us, unites us together is that we are Danville. We are, all of us are Danville. Every single one of us, we are Danville. And tonight we're showing that we stand together, that we are together in love, and that we're gonna spread that and honor of a young man who was taken, whose story was taken and ended way too soon. And that should not be why we're standing together, but it is, to come here tonight and to honor Devon, and to honor him, and to show his family that, again, we are Danville, and we stand behind them, and we support them, and we love. This community should be based on love, and we should let it win, and we should let love speak louder. And so my wish tonight is, when I look around and I see, again, that we are Danville, this is us, that you find somebody you've never met before. You see somebody's face that you have not ever seen, and you go up to them and you say hi. You shake their hand. You give them a hug. And you say, welcome. Because again, we are united. We stand together because we are Danville. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Coleman for some words.
How's everyone doing? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I just want to start off with prayer. Amen. Can we bow our heads? Father, we just come asking for your power. We need your help right now, Lord God, like never before. Lord God, only you can help us. Only you can comfort the family. Only you can bring peace that passes all understanding. And Father God, we pray for peace in our community. We pray for peace in Danville, Lord God, but we need your power. You said in your word, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. We thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
I have searched what it is you could say to a hurting people. What kind of words can you speak to a crowd of people that have in their mind a lot of questions? Why, God? Why did this happen? We ask for explanations from God, and oftentimes God doesn't give us any explanations. He just tells us that he'll help us get through whatever it is that we got to get through. But I searched this book. I was asked to come and speak, and I always seek God. I said, Lord, what is it that I can say? What can I express? He said, what the world needs now is love. Somebody say, we need love. Someone penned the song years ago, what the world needs now is love. And they went on to say, that's the only thing that there's just too little of. So we got to learn to begin to have love for one, ourselves. We got to love ourselves. We got to love ourselves enough to not put ourselves in a predicament that will cause me to have a destructive life, to go to prison. I spent 28 years working in the penitentiary, and I saw a lot of talented young men's lives wasted because of a bad decision. And now I'm realizing that God spared my life to speak to those same type of individuals. And that was the reason why he kept me from going to prison, because he wanted to use me later to say, stop gangbanging, put the guns down, have love for one another, love yourself. And then you have to have enough love for human life. Because once that life has been taken away, we can't bring it back. But the answer is love. If you're seeking answers, if you're asking what the solution is, it's in this book. I said I wasn't going to preach, but it's in this book. Everything you experienced in life is in this book. Whatever you need comfort. God said he is the God of all comfort. And he will comfort you in everything you go through. But if it's anything I want you to get in your mind, and I want it to resonate in your mind and your heart throughout the rest of this week, is we need love. Somebody say, we need love.
We need love.
We need love.
We need love.
And once we begin to get the love of God, then we no longer want to hurt one another. We no longer want to mistreat one another. Because the love of God is the most powerful thing there is on this earth. I thank you for listening to me. I'm not going to pontificate and rattle on and on, but I want you to take that word with you. I want you to hear it in your sleep that we need love. The love of God. There's different types of love. But we need the love of God. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, clap your hands. We're going to turn it over to Christian Cunningham.
Before I start, I just want to say there's been a lot going on, and I want everybody to know that the only way we can move forward is not only by bonding together, but we have to learn how to pray. We have to learn how to pray with our children, with our brothers, our sisters. That when they leave the house, that we are sending God's angels before them, pleading the blood over them. It's important because, like as we know, this could have been anybody's child. This could have been somebody else's best friend or somebody else's niece or nephew. It's imperative that we pray. And so I'm going to sing the Lord's Prayer for us tonight. Is that okay? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Come on, somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Oh, come on, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, shout thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All praise, all credit, all glory, all honor unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I have a public announcement before I say a few other words. Some of you parents may have allowed this to slip, but Brother Ricky
Alderman Williams gave this to me before not too long ago. And how many of us want to help the memory of Devin? How many of y'all young people, teenagers, all y'all that are under 18, wave your hand a little bit. So when you hear this announcement, do not rebel. What does that mean? Don't say, I'm not going to do it. You're going to do it because you want to honor Devin, okay? So, curfew. 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. Can y'all say curfew? I need the teenagers, the young folks. I hear some older folks. I need some of y'all that young to say it. Come on. Curfew, 10 p.m., 6 a.m. That's Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday is 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. Now, these are the young people that are 16 years of age. This is your schedule for a curfew. 16 and 17-year-olds, Sunday through Thursday is 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. And then Friday and Saturday is 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. Now, the old folks taught us that nothing good goes on after midnight. Can I get a witness? Listen, the truth. We are all standing here tonight and our hearts have been broken. Devin, Devon, I'm sorry. Devon, wonderful young man. His grandmother attends the church I pastor. Other family members attend. And so we're here tonight because we want to say from this day forward, we're going to do everything we can to come against violence. Now I want you to repeat after me. See something? Say something.
Say
something.
See something?
Say something.
See something?
Say something.
Say something.
Hello, officer. I don't know what's going on, but I'll just tell you this looked like it could be some trouble. Hello, officer. I don't know what's going on, but I look like it could be. Hello, officer.
Hello, officer.
Yes. We have to start, and I want to really make it clear tonight, African Americans, you are not a snitch when you do not cover a criminal. I say you're not a snitch when you will not cover a criminal. But you are now going to be held possibly by the law that you are abating and you're protecting someone that have committed a crime. So it's time for us all to police ourselves. I'm on the school board of District 118. I'm on there not because I'm just on there, but I'm greatly concerned for our students. And so all of our students, we're getting ready to go back this fall to school. Our purpose is to have you educated. There's no other reason for you to be in school more important than your education. Yeah, the sports is good and all the other arts are great, but the number one reason there is get your education. So we're going to do everything we can as a school board, as a community, everything we can so that you can be educated. Education is absolutely the key that unlocks any door. So we want you to remember that. And while you're off this summer, you see something. If you see something, I said if you see something.
Now's the time that we would like, if your candle is not lit, to go ahead and light it. The wonderful Christian Cunningham's going to come up again and lead us in song. I'd like him to lead us in song. Raise your candles high. We want Devon up there to look down on our town and be proud. Be proud that he was from Danville and that we are Danville. So raise them high, and we're going to sing loud. And I did have a quick message before we sing from Mayor Eisenhower. He was out of town, and he was very supportive in making this happen and getting this reserved in a quick manner for us to all come together. And he really wishes that he could have been here, and I was supposed to convey that to all of you.
Um. We're going to sing Amazing Grace. We'll sing the first verse twice because I don't know all the verses. Yeah, stand by somebody, hold somebody's hand, join somebody as we sing this together.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. But now I see amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
We're going to have closing prayer. Father, we thank you. And we ask, oh God, that you would just teach us how to love. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to love ourselves. And then, Father, we continue to pray for the peace of the city. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to use the law enforcement, Lord God, the way they need to be used, Lord God. We pray that there be justice. And we just give all honor and glory to you in the priceless name of Jesus. Comfort the family like only you can. We thank you and we praise you in the priceless and matchless name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen.
Are Danville and we stand together and we stand united. So thank you all for being here. Thank you all for showing what we as Danville are and that we love and we can be united in love. So thank you. Thank you. Please take a chance. Like I said, meet somebody new. Shake somebody's hand. Give a hug. Be together. Thank you.